And this is a setting the bar story.
We see the bar is like a little hurdle. Yeah. We set it pretty low to the ground right. So that you can leap over it successfully by just avoiding doing this.
Yeah. There's the scale, the phrase, F around and find out, right?
Okay.
Like X-axis is F around, Y-axis is find out.
Okay.
So this guy in Texas was kind of testing that theory. If you can manage to make it through the day without blatantly running a red light when there's a cop literally right next to you.
Oh.
You're doing okay.
He's probably going to notice that.
So to
and want to talk to you about
yeah, it. Yeah, to the guy's credit who ran the red light, it was an undercover. It wasn't a marked car.
Oh, what?
But it was right. Okay. It was a blatantly red light, and yeah. Someone's dash cam behind all this caught it.
Caught all of it. Look at that guy. This is karma.
Yes.
Right happening in front of our eyes.
100% doing that. So it was like, you know, it was a 4-lane highway. So both cars pulled up next to each other, the pickup truck and the SUV. The SUV is the cop car that's unmarked. It's kind of like one of those, you know, SUVs that you'd see here around Louisville where, sure. You know, there's no markings on it that would say,
so it wasn't blatantly
police,
obvious
right,
that you're
exactly.
Right next to a police officer who might want to talk to you about, you know, that.
Yeah, and so the car that was filming pulled up right behind the police officer, and so you see the pickup truck.
The sheer glee.
Stop at the red light.
Watching someone get, like...
Now, it was dark out, so, you know, the pickup truck stops on the red light and then just decides, well, there's no more cars, I'm just going to go.
Yep.
And then...
Oopsies.
Almost immediately.
Oopsie daisies.
And the lights flash on and dude
immediate
gets pulled
consequences.
Over. It was immediate.
Yeah.
Yep. So again, a little setting the bar story.
Okay.
You know, we have traffic lights for a reason.
Right. Because again, it's for safety.
Yeah.
If you're ignoring it and someone else is following the rules, and then what if an accident happens? You're at fault and that can be bad news.
That's right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without blatantly running a red light when there's a cop sitting right next to you, you're doing okay.
I'm going to need you to pull over and talk about that decision.
All right, that's your side of the bar story.